Last week, the Senate passed a package of bills for Nevada to preserve land and to transfer several tracts of federal land to municipalities. Senator, what does this new legislation mean for Northern Nevada?
As you know, we have a copper mine that's doing quite well in Lyon County. During the height of the economic downturn, Lyon County was the worst of all 17 counties as far as unemployment. They were in big trouble. So we were able to take care of that. It not only gives them some land to enlarge their footprint, so to speak, but also I would not let that go through till we created some wilderness. And we have some beautiful land that we've protected for generations to come. It's called the Wovaca Wilderness, named after an Indian. We also were able to create about 26,000 acres of wilderness in Humboldt County. It's one of the most highly visited outdoor recreation areas in the entire region.
And after 6 years as Senate Majority Leader, you're now stepping out of that position. Do you think Nevada will lose out at all once you're no longer in that position?
Well, the good thing about the Senate is the two leaders, Democratic leader and Republican leader, both have the ability to get things done. You know, one of the things I should mention I'm very happy with having done is to put almost $1 billion into the Lake Tahoe area. Now, we didn't do it all this last 6 years, but we did some of it. That's a program that's been going on for 15 years, but it's really made a significant difference to that beautiful Emerald Lake that we share with California.
Along with that work you just mentioned on Lake Tahoe, you've also had a great concern regarding the future of Yucca Mountain, and you've had important influence on keeping developers out of that site. Could the fate of that site be up in the air now that you're no longer going to be majority leader?
Not at all. Yucca Mountain is gone. It's history. People have to, that are still trying to fight that battle that ended 10 years ago, should just give up. Secretary Chu, who was an award-winning, Nobel Prize-winning scientist, and he became Secretary of Energy, he set up a blue ribbon panel that determined what should happen with nuclear waste. And one of the things they determined, it's not going to go to Yucca Mountain. Yucca Mountain is over with. The property has been chained up. You can't get into it. All the equipment there has been junked. I mean junked. Sold for scrap metal. So people are living in the past. It just won't happen.
Senator Reid, looking back at this past election, what has the Democratic Party, specifically in Nevada, learned from its poor performance in this past election season? And what would the party be doing differently in the future?
Well, in October, the Republicans had just shut down the government, and the American people were focused on how irresponsible that was. And then on the heels of that, the Obamacare rollout came, and they shifted their attention not to the government shutdown, but to how bad the rollout was of Obamacare. And we never recovered from that. We never recovered from that. And that was unfortunate, but that's fact of life. And midterm elections are always very difficult. One time, Eisenhower lost 13 senators. We lost 9. One time, Reagan lost 8. Bush lost 7. I mean, on and on. It always happens off your election with rare exception.
Senator Reid, looking forward to 2016, will you be running for re-election?
I'm going to start interviewing staff in February.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid joining us this week after wrapping up the legislative session. For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Michelle Bliss.